The Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and Now Media Television.
Welcome to Be The Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and today we're talking about something so many people are craving right now: healing, restoration, and a healthier relationship with wellness. Because we are living in a world where stress, burnout, emotional exhaustion, and toxic overload have become incredibly common. And at the same time, many people are beginning to question the products they use every single day on their bodies, especially women navigating serious health challenges. Joining me today is Tammy Doring, President and CEO of Aviv Spa Dead Sea Products. Tammy is passionate about helping people reconnect with natural wellness, intentional self-care, emotional restoration, and non-toxic skincare solutions. But what makes Tammy's story especially powerful right now is that her mission has become deeply personal. Her mother is currently battling triple negative breast cancer at 82 years old. And through that journey, Tammy began recognizing how many women undergo chemotherapy are unknowingly being sold topical products filled with toxic ingredients and endocrine disruptors, ingredients that may place additional stress on the already vulnerable body. That realization inspired Tammy to create a new product called Chemo Skin Cream, a 100% non-toxic skincare product designed specifically to support women during and after chemotherapy treatment. And honestly, I think this conversation is one so many families need right now. Today, we're exploring wellness, emotional resilience, caregiving, clean skincare, and what it means to advocate for healing during some of life's hardest moments. Tammy, welcome to Be The Breakthrough Edge.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here today, Dr. Raquel. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. Honored. Oh, yay. So Tammy, what inspired your passion for natural wellness and non-toxic skincare?
Well, actually it goes back 28 years ago. When I was 32 years old and I gave birth to my precious little girl, right after with the postpartum and everything else, I began to get very sick and didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden we ended up with a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. And there I was, a mom with children, with a baby, and I was dysfunctional.
That's so hard. I can't imagine what you were going through. Keep telling us some more. What else happened with this?
So my daughter was an infant and I was bedridden. I was in so much pain from literally the top of my head to the tip of my toes. And all of a sudden, I just almost was to the point of suicide, because I couldn't be a mother. I couldn't be a wife. My husband and I had started an internet business and you had dial up back in the day. And I was, there I was. And I just looked at in my prayer time in the Bible and I said, okay, God, there's got to be answers here. Show me a way to either live a better life or take me home, because I can't do this anymore. And be careful what you pray for, because the doors got open. And I began to realize that all of the products that I was buying, the word came to me in my prayer time, and it was, you're treating my temple like the shack out back.
Oh, wow. I mean, that is like,
I was like,
big.
Help me understand that one, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what he did. He began to teach me about his garden and about the fragrances and what they were doing to me with the endocrine disruptors and the phthalates and how they were sickening my body. And a lot of women, you know, 28 years ago, I didn't put all this together at that time, but now women spray right here, which is your thyroid area.
Yes.
And a lot of times these phthalates and things are getting into, they go into the bloodstream and get into every organ, our brains, and every single thing in our bodies. And detoxifying and the addictions that we get with these fragrances is a very difficult thing to break. It's doable. I've done it, but it is very difficult.
Yeah, and right at that same place besides where the thyroid is, that's your lymphatic system, the major dumper, and you're spraying that toxin right on your lymphatic system that's supposed to help you detoxify. So, yeah, this is amazing. Tell me more. I got goosebumps listening to you. Like, I mean, this is amazing. Tell me more, please.
Well, the other things that were going on in my life at that time, and it's all in my book, Age Beautifully. That was a number one bestseller on Amazon in 11 categories in March of 2023. I finally sat down and wrote the 25-year journey at that point. But I was losing my hair and going bald. I had lost all 10 of my fingernails to an illegal primer that they were hiding in expensive OPI bottles at the nail salon. They dissolved my nail beds.
Oh my God.
Psoriasis and seborrhea. Ma'am?
I said, oh my God, that's just shocking. I mean, that's, wow. You lost all 10 of your nails due to that.
All these stories are in the book, but the bottom line is there's ways for our bodies to heal. And the biggest thing I learned was the Dead Sea minerals. And I have been an advocate for the healing and therapeutic power that the Dead Sea literally has on our bodies. And it is just, it's phenomenal what it does for us. And my book talks about, actually, I found medical documentation online, and in the back of the book is all of the links I found where they did Dead Sea treatments and got healing happening. So I'm in Alabama. How am I going to get the Dead Sea to me, right?
Right.
And so that's when I began to figure out ways to get a hold of it. And now we import 40,000 pounds of the pure raw ingredients because they come in tainted to the U.S. or ripped and stripped. So we go direct and get that much. So this way we have several years of the quality. Then we use all of those ingredients and make all of our Aviv Spa Dead Sea products. Now there's multiple companies out there that make Dead Sea products, but the thing I don't understand as a little small cottage business in Anniston, Alabama, why these big dogs are putting all these toxic ingredients in a healing therapeutic product. And they only put the Dead Sea in there at about 1-2%. So
oh, wow.
They don't want to educate you. They just want to sell to you. Mm. And I prefer the educational route to help people really understand this stuff.
Gotcha. So just moving a little bit on a different pathway, because this is continuing the pathway of what you're doing to help with your mother's cancer journey. So how did your mother's cancer journey personally impact you emotionally and even through everything else that you're doing here?
It's been catastrophic. And I hope I don't get too choked up, because it has been something that I never would have dreamed would occur to a woman in her 80s, but it's happening. And when I began to do a deep dive into all of the products that they're being recommended to, that they're being sold to, these products that are coming off the shelves at the big box places that are also being sold to them in the medical industry are full of endocrine disruptors and toxic ingredients that literally could bring these issues back. And so I was like, okay, we need a clean product. And so that's why I created, I called it Warrior for the logo. And then the name is Chemo Skin Cream, because it's, her skin became angry. It became inflamed. It was painful to touch. Her sheets felt like sandpaper on them, and they were Egyptian cotton, you know? And so watching this pain that was almost, when some of the medical products that women are putting on, they tell me they actually burn and they hurt them.
Oh,
and
wow,
so I
really
wanted something that was soothing and healing and hydrating.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So now many women out there don't even know what endocrine disruptors are or what even toxin ingredients are. Can you kind of give us a brief description of the endocrine disruptors and the toxic ingredients that are actually creating and wreaking havoc on people's health?
Well, most of the endocrine disruptors are going to be what affects your hormones. There are preservatives that do this, one of those being phenoxyethanol. I've been in the industry since 1998. So in the very beginning, it was parabens, and then it was formaldehyde, and then it was phenoxyethanol. But what we do is we follow European standards, not United States standards. And there's a reason for that. And just to make a point of it, in 2023, Europe banned over 1,100 cosmetic ingredients because of them being carcinogenic, toxic, that could be endocrine disruptors, which causes infertility in our in ourselves and our children. And they banned 1,100. Well, the United States that year banned 11.
Oh, wow.
Makes no sense to me. But this is what's going on here in our United States of America, because we are paid for insurance.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
If you keep getting sick, you're going to keep going to the doctor and you're going to keep spending that money, honestly, unnecessarily, if you just clean up your bathroom.
Right.
Because
I mean, that's
got
so huge.
5 million pores on your body.
Mm-hmm. I think I've read a stat somewhere like that women within the first like hour of their day have put 10,000 different chemicals on their body, from shampoos, conditioners, skincare products, all that stuff. I mean, that's just insane, right?
Well, your shower is your worst enemy or your best friend, depending on what you got in there with you, because that heat opens those pores even bigger. So they become little vacuums. And they pull in all of this stuff, propylene and butylene glycol. These things are put into products to make them go deeper. They are actually petroleum based. And over in the United States, nothing is triple refined here. So it actually contains carcinogenic ingredients in your Vaseline and in all of these other products that you're buying, and you don't even know it.
Yeah. What I appreciate about this conversation is that it reminds people healing is not only physical. It's emotional, it's personal, and sometimes purpose is born directly from the hardest seasons we walk through with people we love. And when we come back, I want to go deeper into toxic wellness culture, inflammation, emotional stress, and why clean products matter more than ever. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Stay connected with Be the Breakthrough Edge and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move? Catch the podcast version at now at www.nowmedia.tv. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. Today I'm continuing conversation with Tammy Doring about emotional wellness, toxic overload, clean skincare, and supporting women through some of the most difficult health battles of their lives. Because for many people, wellness is no longer about beauty. It's about safety, it's about inflammation, it's about emotional healing. And it's about understanding how the products we use daily affect the body long-term, especially during seasons where the body is already under physical stress. Tammy, why are so many people becoming more aware of toxic ingredients in skincare products?
Well, I think that the biggest thing that's been going on are these new apps for your phone. So you can actually begin to read with a barcode or a QR code that's on something and hold it to it and then look at it. But the problem is a lot of women don't know what is a contaminant and what is going to be healthy, because the nomenclature, it's called inky name for shea butter, is about this long. So when you read that inky name for shea butter, you might think it's a contaminant, and actually it's a hydrator. And if it's done right and it's unrefined, then it's going to have all kinds of goodness in it. But if it's, you know, if it's been a refined shea butter, it really is like throwing Crisco on your skin, but your mind thinks it's good. So you just keep going. A lot of these labels nowadays are actually lying to you. And it blows my mind when I see all natural and organic and I flip it over and I read the labels because of being a manufacturer and buying ingredients. I'm like, how is that in there? EDTA and BHT and all of these different things that look and sound like they're healthy are really not. And but these new apps are actually beginning to up the game for this industry, which is I'm thankful for that. But my biggest question is, the big guys got the big bucks. How come they couldn't have done this to begin with? That's always been I always ask why. Honestly, that's me.
No, that's and those are excellent questions. I mean, why didn't they? But going from there, like
Because they're
you talked
cheap.
about the apps, is there some apps that you would recommend that women can at least start using today? Like if they were, as they're watching right now, they can quick download that app so they can start actually taking charge of their health right now?
Well, there's a couple out there, but what's happening right now is the bigger dogs are starting to get a hold of these. And the
And
best
they're
ones to
controlling
find are
it.
the ones that are coming out newer. Don't go with the older ones. The older ones are being bought up and then it's being twisted. I used to follow this one company that I can't say the name of because I don't want them to sue me. But I used to, literally believe in everything because they were small. But now the big dogs in the dermatology industry has gotten a hold of it, and it literally does not even talk about most of the stuff that's damaging to our bodies anymore. It's tweaked. So, did you know that even your AI will lie?
I can only
It's
imagine
got to
it
be.
will.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I actually caught mine lying when I was talking to it about petroleum byproducts, and it was telling me that petroleum jelly was good and da da da. And I said, "That's not true. It contains 1.4 dioxane here in America." Well, yeah, you're right. I was like, "What?" So always be
Yes.
aware,
Yep,
just
yep,
be
yep.
aware.
Yep, I do that sometimes with AI. I'm like, yeah, no, we're gonna do it. It's like, oh yes, you're right. Good catch. I'm like, okay. But it's not perfect. AI was never meant to be perfect, but it's just meant to be something that helps guide us. So you again, it always
Yeah.
says double check for accuracy because there's no guarantee it's accurate. So going on this, how can toxic products affect people already dealing with inflammation or health challenges?
Well, these toxins are toxins, and so they're going to create inflammation in the body. The other thing that it will do because of the inflammation, it will cause puffiness in our faces, and all of these different endocrine disruptors send wrong signals to our hormones, therefore making the body do things that it's not used to doing. So when you become, and when you detox, it takes about a year to get all of this stuff out of the body. And another thing you need to
Yes.
be aware of is a lot of these MLM essential oil companies, actually, some of them are putting synthetics in their products. I'm not going to name any of them, but I have followed them all. And I do know that the doctor that I follow, he actually fired both the big dogs because of proving they had synthetics in their products.
Holy
So when it
cow.
gets down to it, the smaller companies, and when you're dealing with a multi-level marketing business, their prices are so high because they have to pay all these commissions out. So your best bet is to buy direct, the most, the best way you can. Find small cottage companies that might even be doing their own distillation. That's one of my dreams, is to be able to distill my own one day. But
Aww.
I go through massive research and knowing the vendors that I purchase from, because it's going on me. And once, when you've been sick as I was, you don't want to go back.
No, and the nice thing is that people can actually see, like they just heard your story before about how sick you were, and look at how beautiful and radiant you are now, and how healthy you are. And you lead for 13 years. You have been teaching physical exercise classes when you had your daughter, you could barely get out of bed. I mean, that is hope if people need hope. I think that's just amazing. And it's you turned your entire life around because of this. That's huge. So, why was creating a completely non-toxic chemo support product so important to you?
Well, the journey, it begins when you get the diagnosis. And then when you go through the chemo, if you go through it, then it wreaks havoc on the body, and it lowers your immune system to the point of just it's just flatlined. And so everything makes a difference when it touches our skin. We just take this skin for granted. It's our largest organ. If we wore our heart right here, we'd do everything we could to protect it. But this, we abuse it. And we want to make sure that we are feeding it, we're nourishing it, we're nurturing it, because everything that goes on it goes in it. And then it goes into the bloodstream, and it goes into every single one of our organs. And these things add up, especially, you know, we're getting ready for work 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then you got, you know, if you're like me, you got church too. So the only day off is on Saturday when I'm out in the yard working and putting out mulch or whatever I got to get done, you know, and that's the day I don't wear makeup. But even my makeup, we make our own makeup, our Dead Sea Mineral makeup, because this way I know I don't have all of that garbage being sucked into my skin with wearing makeup either.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, that's amazing what you have for a product line. I just love that you have all of these available for people, and they need to start exploring your product line. So in the future, we're going to, in the next segment or so, we're going to start talking more about that, because they need to know where to get this stuff from you. So first, what role does emotional stress play in physical wellness and healing?
I would say for me, the emotional, I'm a giver. And when I was bedridden and it took everything I could to just go to the bathroom and go back to the bed to lay down, it really wreaked havoc on me. I felt worthless. I felt, you know, I was so exhausted just going to the bathroom that I couldn't do anything to take care of myself. And I can tell you, from somebody that was in their 30s to somebody that's about to be 63, I feel rejuvenated in life at this point. I feel like my 60s are actually the 40s for my life, because I'm stronger now because of the things that I've incorporated into a daily routine. Has it been easy? Heck no. The best thing I can tell people, and it's like I tell them with exercise, when I took on becoming, I took on insanity exercise, not just regular old exercise. I took on becoming an insanity instructor, which is high intensity interval training. And I teach 4 days a week for an hour. And during some of the hardest times of my life recently, it has been my salvation, because I can tell you there's two things I've never regretted: working out and going to church. I've never said with either one of those, man, I regret doing that. Ever. So it is something that you got to just pull it into your life and hang on to it and decide not to slide, because most people start exercise going, I'm going to get fit. Not, you know, and 3 months into it, they're going, well, this is taking a lot longer than I thought. This isn't working. No, you keep going and you keep going. I call it stay with itness. Exercise your stay with itness muscle. And by golly, 13 years into it, I just counted, I did 17 X jumps at almost 63 years old in 30 seconds yesterday.
Holy cow. You are such an inspiration to women all over the world. So thank you so much for being here with us. So I have one more final question here real quick. What does intentional wellness actually look like during difficult seasons of life?
It has to be rock hard focus. Literally, it has to be every time you breathe, okay, I'm coming out of this. And honestly, I have had a past strain of negativism, not intentionally. It gets you, weighs you down. And so you have to become your own cheerleader. You know, there's times like I do a 3-day fast, just a water fast, to reset my immune system the first of every month. And it's not fun, but it's worth it, because I want to be a centenarian, but I want to be a healthy centenarian. I don't want my family to have to take care of me. I want to be there taking care of my great greats and being an inspiration and still teaching class at that age.
That's an amazing mission. I love it. Centurion, still teaching classes, living life to the fullest. Oh my God, I love that. That is so perfect. So this conversation is such a powerful reminder that healing environments matter. And when we return, I want to talk about caregiving, emotional resilience, and how people can support loved ones emotionally during major health challenges.
We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue.
Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. I'm Dr. Raquel, and today I'm speaking with Tammy Doring about caregiving, emotional resilience, burnout, and what happens emotionally when families walk through major health battles together. Because caregiving can be beautiful, but it also can be emotionally overwhelming. And so many women silently carry emotional exhaustion while trying to remain strong for the people they love. Tammy, how has this season with your mother changed you emotionally?
Well, it's changed me emotionally because I would have never dreamed that this would hit our family because there's no history of cancer in our family. However, I am not her personal caregiver. Her husband has been, and he has been a rock solid person in her life, fortunately. But I am a prayer warrior, morning, noon, and night, texting constantly for just being a positive influence and uplifting her during the hardest time, because we almost lost her 5 times during chemo.
Like, that's so hard.
Catastrophic, scary, you know. Yeah. This is serious stuff, not just playing around. And I do have some dear friends that have been caregivers, and the emotional toll it takes on the body is, you really can't even describe it. I do know, you know, it's kind of like caring for an infant. That's your very first time. And when you're a caregiver for a parent for the very first time, or a loved one, you're flying by the seat of your pants. Mm-hmm. And you're just doing the best you can. But what happens is you get neglected. And when I got so sick with the fibromyalgia and the chronic fatigue syndrome and the restless leg and all of the bronchitis and all of the lung issues I was having, it was because I was focused on everybody else and not taking care of myself. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't sleeping right. I wasn't doing anything to take care of me. I didn't have any downtime whatsoever. And then all of a sudden my body just said, I'm done with you. Here you go, wake up. And here's your wake up call. And what I want to help women to do is to avoid this. I want to reach the young women in their 20s that are, you know, listening, and they go, you know, I want to have a quality of life for my 40s, my 50s, my 60s, because if you don't plan for it, it's going to get here.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, it's going to get here.
It is.
Go ahead and plan young and keep going and growing stronger, because then you can reach being a centenarian and giving back and helping those you love so much. But if you ignore you, your health will stop being your best friend.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. That's so true. It's like, if you don't take care of yourself, your health will make you stop and take care of yourself. And sometimes that's more detrimental than anything. And it's so much easier to just take care of ourselves now and not wait. So it's prevention, right? And I love that you're about that. So what emotional challenges...
I call it preventative maintenance.
Yes, absolutely. So what emotional challenges do caregivers quietly carry that people often don't see?
They don't eat right. They don't get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. Their mind is always on the go, 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 go. What do I got to do next? What do I got to do next? They don't take time, you know. And I know I wear one of these watches, and it every, you know, hour or so, it says, take a moment. Well, take the moment.
Yes.
Go into the bathroom and do box breathing. 4 breaths in, hold 4, 4 breaths out. Do this for 2 minutes every hour, just to get yourself grounded and be able to go back out there and face this stuff. You know, do it in the morning, get your devotional time, get up a little bit earlier and do, you know, The Miracle Morning is a wonderful book that I read a mm-hmm. decade ago.
Oh, and I love The Miracle Morning.
It is so true mm-hmm. to be intentional with your time before the world begins. Get connected, you know, I get connected with God. You know, if it's the universe for you or whatever it is, get connected with that source just to give you a presence of who you are, why you're here, and what you're going to go through today, and you're going to be the best you possible.
Oh, yes, that is so perfect. And I love the Miracle Morning, and I love taking that time for yourself because you got to connect in with yourself, right? So why do women so often neglect themselves while caring for others?
Well, because that's our true nature, is to give back to others. You know, we're moms, we're grandmothers, I'm a Nana, you know, and it's always give, 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 give. Oh, let me help make that better. You know, let me bling it better. Let me make it look more presentable. You know, let me add to this. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's always got to get, you know, in a lot of times that perfectionist is in us. And so we have to cut the perfectionist out, but not done is better than perfect. Get it to the point where you've got it right. Then it's good, you know, but it's just a lot of people, well, done's better than perfect. And it's kind of halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it the right way, because this way you're putting your signature on it,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have to be 100% perfect.
Correct. Because it's always going to evolve and change, right? Yes, except for your hair. And people need to follow you on Facebook and Instagram so they can see all your pictures with you putting all your stuff on your product and your hair's all up and you're talking away and doing everything you do. I mean, I just love all your little reels on that you have on that.
I filmed outside with no makeup on, working on my koi pond this weekend.
Perfect.
Oh. I'm the real deal.
That's right, you are. And I just love it because you'll just have your face caked in like black stuff or your mask stuff.
Or the mud hat.
Yep. And then you're sitting there with your rollers on and having conversations.
I was 47 every single day. This year is 16 years. I have been doing a mud mask daily. And my goal is to see what my skin will look like when I'm 80 without injections and without a facelift. Now, when I get 80, I might get one done. I don't know. But, you know, it is doing a pretty decent job.
No, you look amazing. You look like you're 40, my dear. You do not look like you're 63 or 62. I can't remember which number you said you were. But irregardless, you look way younger than you are. Let's see. How does stress and emotional overwhelm begin affecting your physical health?
Well, you get so overwhelmed with everything that it goes by the wayside. And the thing is it's a creeper. You don't realize you're losing it, you know, because what'll happen is you'll say, oh, I'm just too tired to work out. Oh, I'm just too tired to go out and make sure I get 10,000 steps in today. I'm just exhausted. I'm just going to take off today and, you know, and sit on the couch and binge on Netflix. So I don't want to think about anything anymore. Don't allow this in.
This is an excuse, right?
Well, our new society is dumbing us down even more than ever before. And so it is, you know, it's okay to be morbidly obese. It's okay to do you and just, you know, ignore what you've been taught in the past, because they're really wanting you sick. So you have to fight it, and you have to get out there and you have to do these things. And like I said before, you'll never regret exercising ever. And here's the thing. If you start and you can go 15 minutes and you still feel like you can't do it anymore, then stop, but give it 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes, 6 days a week.
Right, because what you're going to see over time is it's going to get better, right? It's going to get easier. You're going to add more time to it because you're going to see yourself improve, and then that makes you feel good. But you got to start with baby steps, right? Inch by inch, everything's a cinch.
Exactly. And that's what I actually talk about is baby steps. We do baby steps in our exercise classes. It's like, you know, I didn't ever start out being able to do 17 X jumps in 30 seconds. I could do 3. So each time that you keep going and each time you keep pushing, you know, that old song, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you stronger.
Absolutely.
And when you hear, I don't want to do it, that's what you need to do more of. And that's what I actually do for myself when I'm teaching class. Cause it's like, I'll even say it. Well, I didn't want to do this, but we're going to do it cause I didn't want to do it. You know, we're doing one arm planks in there now and holding a 4 pound ball, you know,
holy
just
cow.
Different things to push that needle, just to get your body stronger. Because it's going to get weaker. You're born dying.
So what message would you give caregivers who feel emotionally exhausted right now?
Take a break. Take a break. Find somebody that can take over for you for a day and go do something that you absolutely love to do. And if you can't do it for a whole day, then take a lunch hour. Go outside. Take your shoes off. Get your feet in the grass. Get grounded back to nature, because it will help you feel so much better. I saw a little thing on a remember back in the day in the 60s, the tree huggers?
Mm-hmm.
Go
yes.
hug a tree with your bare feet, because there's energy that comes from that tree through the ground up to you and then back through that
yes.
actually wakes you up. God created our world to heal us. Your
yes.
body can heal itself given time and the right thing. And the other thing is, women, hydrate. Because 9/10 of the time you're eating, it's because your body is dehydrated. It's not hungry, it's thirsty. But make sure you're getting the right minerals in the water. Reverse osmosis water is good, but you want one of those systems that'll actually put the
minerals
back
in. Yes.
And maybe even put a little pinch of Himalayan sea salt in there. Mm-hmm. I actually sweat like Niagara Falls when I teach class. So I have to take electrolytes in
oh,
order
yeah.
to keep my muscles and things, you know, from freaking out later on.
Mm-hmm.
So these little baby steps are so important. But don't do it all at once, everything.
Yeah, baby
one
steps.
At a time.
Yeah, baby
take
steps.
Take a week for one thing. Next week, then we're going to, you know, look, or take a month, depending on what it is. If it's exercise, take a year. It's just make yourself for the next year. I promise myself I'm going to work out at least 3 days a week.
Oh, I love that. So what I love about this conversation is that it reminds people strength does not mean pretending everything is easy. Sometimes strength
No.
is simply continuing to show up with love through difficult seasons. And when we come back, I want to close this conversation by helping viewers understand what healing, resilience, and intentional wellness can look like moving forward. We'll be right back with more insights to help you break through barriers and move forward with confidence. And we're back. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is Be the Breakthrough Edge on Now Media Television. Let's continue. Welcome back to Be the Breakthrough Edge. I'm closing today's conversation with Tammy Doring. And what I hope viewers are realizing is this. Sometimes our greatest purpose is born from the hardest moments we experience personally. And often healing becomes bigger than ourselves when we choose to use our pain to help protect, support, and advocate for others. Tammy's work is such a powerful example of that. Tammy, what does healing look like for you today, emotionally and personally?
It's day and night. It's funny because as I talk about what happened to me 28 years ago and realizing that over the course of the last 28 years, I've reached to this point where I actually have good health. I actually have energy. I can do things, you know, like put out 60 bags of mulch on my own. I can go to Lowe's and load the car with the guys instead of sitting in the car or having to get one of those carts because I can't walk through Lowe's on my own. You know, in the emotional side of that is I can walk by a mirror and go, hey girl, way to go, keep going, good for you. You know, you've got to become your own cheerleader sometimes, not arrogant wise, but just people sometimes get jealous because you're doing good, or they think you're doing good, you know, just because I dress well and I have fun dressing. And that's another thing, you know, don't care what other people care, like, just wear what you want to wear, because I wear sequins every single day of my life and I don't care because it makes me feel pretty.
There you
go. And I enjoy that, because when you feel like you're underneath the rug, going by the mirror and going, hey, way to go, feels nice.
It does, and it completely shifts the energy and who you are, and it makes you feel so much better, and I just love that. And you're always gorgeous. Every time I've ever seen you, you're just absolutely gorgeous, and you just radiate beauty everywhere you go, and just you're just one of the most kindest souls I know, too. What do you hope women understand about clean skincare and wellness support during cancer treatment?
Well, it's not just during cancer. It's during, before, during, and after everything. Because here's the thing. When you're young, you buy the cheapest thing possible, and the cheapest things possible have the most contaminants in them. Then when you get a little bit older, then you're like, oh my gosh, I've got to get this out. So learn young, because then you might actually avoid a lot of future diagnoses, because if, especially if you have belly fat in the midsection, a lot of these toxins get trapped in that belly fat. And later on, that stuff becomes fuel for cancers. And this is just a hypothesis, but when you go out and you really understand what these endocrine disruptors and these toxins and all of these things, a little bit is not good. None of it is good for your body. Look at what you got going on in the shower. And I'm not saying run out and dump it all and go buy everything brand new. I'm saying don't buy it when you're done with it. If you know it's bad, don't do it. It's kind of like if you're going on a sugar detox, you know, you just don't buy it anymore. You just keep it out of the house. If you're like me, you got to keep it out of the house, or else it's your civic duty to get rid of it.
Yes, I totally agree. I'm right there with you. I like that. That my civic duty to get rid of the sugar in the house. Yes. I like that. So how can people begin making healthier choices without becoming overwhelmed?
One product at a time, baby steps. You know, if you know that shampoo, and here's the funny thing about shampoos, I didn't know all this back in the day, but most of the commercial grade shampoos are causing your hair to thin. They're causing fungus issues. They're causing dandruff. And the ingredients that are in the dandruff shampoos are actually more dehydrating than a regular shampoo would be. Now, a really good shampoo that's all natural is going to be expensive, because everything has triple X'd, like in the last year even, with natural ingredients. Like, we use virgin organic oils, not ripped and stripped oils. And we use, and these things are very, very expensive per gallon. Like, argan oil is over $1,700 for a gallon of virgin organic argan. But we buy it and invest in it because I only wash my hair once a week. So find good quality that is going to help you now. If not, you're going to be getting facelifts. You're going to be getting injections. And now they're even proving Botox injections are actually going past the blood-brain barrier into the brain.
Yep.
I've been preaching against that stuff for 28 years. So, you know, what you think is healthy or safe, it's not.
You are definitely the trend seeker. You're definitely out there ahead of everybody else, letting people know what they need to be. I mean, it's just amazing how much you know ahead of time. You are definitely that why person, that researcher, the person that's going to get out there and make sure that we see the right things. And I just absolutely love that about you. And your products are just an example of who and what you are. So what role does emotional resilience play during healing journeys?
Resilience is key. You've got to do, I call it stay with itness. If you don't stay with it, you'll never see results the way you want to see them. And what you have to do is also once a day, once a week, once a month, look back on what you've gone through and where you are now, and celebrate it, because that's one of the biggest things. I was just like, get through, get it done. And when you take that moment to realize the things you have accomplished, that resilience will stay with you. Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people get on an exercise thing and they last, some don't even last a month, maybe 3 weeks at tops, especially like the first of the year, January, I'm gonna get old. By February, it's like, I ain't going to the gym. But the thing is, get a goal and have it in your sight at all times. I used to think people that put post-it notes everywhere were whack. They're smart as all get out. Put your goals where you see them and help, and that helps you stay resilient, and that will help you stay with it. And find an accountability partner, somebody, whether it's a coach. You know, I'm a age beautifully coach to help women with that, as they want to age beautifully without all of the garbage that the world's putting on us with injections and facelifts and surgeries and stuff. You know, be beautiful right where you are and celebrate you, but keep going. Don't quit.
Yes, that's exactly right. You had so many amazing things in there. What have you personally learned about strength through your own experience and with your mother's?
I think the most important thing I've learned is the stay with itness, because it doesn't happen overnight, and it's scary. You know, each day, as I would pray, and I would sometimes wake up in the middle of the night with what felt like a herd of elephants on my chest. I couldn't breathe. And I would be like, okay, God, I know you're here. Help me make it through just to the morning. And sometimes that's just your own celebration, especially when you're caregiving for people that are super sick and you want them better, and there's nothing you can do but just be there for them. But it's kind of like what they tell you in the airplanes. You got to put the oxygen mask on you first, then the children and the elderly, because you have to be able to be strong enough to help them. So always, always prioritize your health, not selfishly, but smart-wise. You want to make sure that you're doing the right things for yourself. Don't be celebrating with a tub of chocolate or ice cream or whatever your go-to is for comfort food. It could be mac and cheese. You know, I heard a pastor say one day, some people's crack is chicken. It's true here in the South.
That's so funny. What would you say directly to the woman watching right now who feels emotionally exhausted or afraid during like a health battle?
Girl, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, look in the mirror and go, I'm worth it. I'm worth taking care of, because those people that you love so much need you. And that is what keeps you going. But if you don't have your health, you have nothing, because then you're going to become what I want to be, a blessing, not a burden, is what I always say. And that's why I do the things I do. I had somebody say, how long does it take you to get ready in the morning? And I said, well, by the time I do my lemon water, my devotional, my mud mask, my makeup, da da da, it's about an hour and a half. But I wake up early enough to take care of that, because it helps me set the day. If I came into my business and my day spa, and you came to my booth or whatever, if I was a vendor at a show and I looked like a Raggedy Ann, would you want anything I had to offer? Heck no, because I would not be looking like somebody that had a clue. I'd be looking like a bum, and you'd be going, next. So the same goes for you. Take care of yourself, take care of your appearance. Even when you think nobody's watching, you're watching.
Yes.
You matter, and you are worth it. Pull your hair up, you know, wash your face, brush your teeth. That alone will make you feel great.
Right? Oh, I love that. And you are worth it. That is the main message. You are worth it. So, Tammy,
Yes.
I know you have that book in the background there. I want you to bring it forward for us for a few seconds. And I want you just to tell people where they can, I want them to see it so they know the title and where they can get that book from you. Beautiful. And I assume you can get that right off of Amazon, Age Beautifully by Tammy Doring. Awesome.
Yes, and there's also on my book, it says free gift at www.freegiftfromtammyd.com, Tammy with a Y. And on that website is all of the endocrine disruptors and the bad ingredients. I've made PDFs. I've also, if you're a caregiver, there's one on there about how to take care of the nails for diabetics and the elderly, because that is something that is ignored a lot. I'm a manicurist instructor for my day spa, and also a licensed barber, so I can do natural facials. I did not choose the other two lines because they have to use chemicals on them. And so back in 2003, when I went back to school to help women find natural ways to be beautiful, I chose those because I didn't want toxins back on my body. But there's a
Perfect.
bunch of different ways and things on there that you can download for free. Just give us your email and we put you into our newsletter, and you can unsubscribe if you want to. But this
Perfect.
book is actually, like I said in the back, it's got all of the important things about eliminating gums and maltodextrin and artificial sweeteners. all the way to alleviating how to use the Dead Sea mud for pain in your joints and swelling in ankles and all these things that I've done this with.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you, Tammy. So for viewers who want to learn more about Tammy's mission and the Chemo Skincare Cream and the Avive Spa Dead Sea products, you can find Tammy online. Tammy, you want to tell them what your address is again real quick? Because I know we had put it already on when we were talking about your book, but I want to just remind them what the title of your website is.
Avive Spa. It's AVIVSPA.com. And Avive is Hebrew for springtime or new beginning. And that's exactly what the Dead Sea does for our hair, skin, and nails.
Beautiful. Tammy, thank you for bringing your vulnerability, compassion, and advocacy to this conversation. Today, we explored caregiving, emotional resilience, toxic wellness culture, clean skincare, cancer support, and what it means to turn pain into purpose. And to everyone watching, I want you to remember this. Healing is not only about surviving difficult seasons. It's about finding ways to create hope, care, and compassion in the middle of them. I'm Dr. Raquel, and this is B, the Breakthrough Edge. Don't wait for breakthrough, become the breakthrough. Be you, be true, be free.